Usually a child who falls off a bike and breaks an arm is taken to hospital to have it fixed. Not on Nauru, where an 11-year-old boy who's had a broken arm for a month is at risk of ending up permanently disabled without urgent surgery. Despite calls by doctors and refugee advocates, the firm contracted by the federal government to provide health care has ignored requests to treat the boy. Sarah Farnsworth reports.
11-year-old Irfan Paradari is one of more than 400 refugees living on Nauru. In May, when he broke his arm falling off his bike, he was taken to the Nauru Emergency Hospital. But speaking from Nauru, his mother says a month on, it's still broken.
An x-ray show me broken, it's still broken.
Is he in pain?
Yes, he's had strong pain every day and every time. Doctors give it me just Panadol and Panadol.
She sent the x-ray to an Iranian doctor and was told the boy required surgery. The founder for Doctors for Refugees, Dr. Barry Patterford, was also sent the x-ray.
It looks like it has been manipulated a little bit. The x-rays, after it's been set in plaster, clearly show an unaligned position, and a position whereby one of the bones is significantly shorter than it should be.
Dr. Patterford sought the advice of 11 separate specialists. All agreed without the surgery, the boy would be left disabled.
One of them has said, I agree this boy requires operative fixation for this fracture as a matter of urgency. Somebody else has written, anything other than immediate transfer to an orthopaedic facility where this can be treated would be a gross deviation from any acceptable standard of care.
International Health and Medical Services is the firm contracted by the Department for Immigration to provide healthcare on Nauru. In emails sent to the Director of Corporate Affairs with IHMS and seen by PM, the urgent need for surgery was spelt out. IHMS replied,
IHMS provides a primary care service for refugees in Nauru. Accident and emergency cases such as this one are managed by the Republic of Nauru Hospital.
Late this afternoon, the government of Nauru said it's received an urgent update from medical staff at the Nauru Hospital and has now contacted the Australian government to request a specialist team be sent to Nauru to treat the boy. Ian Rittal from the Refugee Action Coalition says it shows the facilities don't exist on Nauru for what should be a relatively simple procedure.
Medical services, you know, are precious little. They're nothing like, in spite of what the minister said, they are nothing like what would be available even in a rural community in Australia. And there are so many people now who have been found to be refugees who are no longer get treatment from IHMS, and so they're actually getting much less treatment as refugees than they would if they were asylum seekers. And people have got serious problems that simply are not being addressed. You know, there's a woman who had there's a definite mass that, you know, identified on her ovary that's gone, you know, completely untreated. There's another Iranian woman who had a fall when she was inside the detention centre, and she's been actually getting morphine injections two or three times a week. She's been in such severe pain, that's for going on 9 months as well. She's now been recommended to have an MRI, but there's no MRI available.
The Immigration Minister's Office and the Department for Immigration are yet to respond to PM's requests for comment.
Sarah Farnsworth.